honor to meet you here. Now, let's get started together. Introduction. We can't set good boundaries without love. Well, hello. There's so much I want to write in these first words to provide the right environment for this book. I wish I could hand you your favorite coffee, toss you a blanket, set a box of tissues on the table in front of us, put on just the right soundtrack, and catch up on where we both are in life. I would so much rather talk through this message face to face, or at least write this to you in a letter in my own handwriting. There's a deeply human element that I don't want to get lost in these black and white pages and words typed and spoken in this audiobook. We're both picking up this book in the middle of real life, where we're navigating what works and what doesn't in the relationships we treasure. And because relationships are so very organic, they move like breath in and out of our lungs, expanding with deep connection 1 minute, and in the next minute atrophying in complete misunderstanding. Relationships are wonderful and full of love and frustration and wrought with angst and all the things we bring into every attempted embrace with another person. When those we love draw close to us, they draw close to our issues, and we come face to face with their issues as well. And as we open up to each other, the deeper we connect, the more vulnerable we become. The more vulnerable we become, the more exposed the tender places inside of us become. This exposure is risky. When we dare to be so very known, we risk being so very hurt. When we dare to be so very hopeful, we risk being so very disappointed. When we dare to be so very giving, we risk being so very taken advantage of. And when we dare to unnaturally change into what someone else needs, we risk losing ourselves in the process. To love and to be loved is to be enveloped in the safest feeling I've ever known. To cause hurt and to be hurt is to be crushed with the scariest feeling I've ever known. You and I both know this. In different ways and with different people and to varying degrees, we know the multifaceted complications of love and heartbreak. We dream of the best, we dread the worst, and we keep trying to figure out how to do relationships right. We build our lives around those we love, and those we love build their lives around us. We laugh and connect and disconnect and fight and make up and coast and drift and come back and think about how lucky we are to be with someone until we send our counselor the broken heart emoji with a text, "Need help now. This isn't going well." Or maybe we use other words and emojis we really can't talk about here in this little book. It's not all magical, like the plots of the Hallmark Christmas movies. People in these movies seem to live with the blessing of predictability and things always epically working out right. There's never a need for ongoing boundaries because there are no ongoing hardships. Once the story turns for good, it stays good until the credits roll. Last week, I sent a text to my friends after watching too many of these movies. It was my attempt at correcting these unrealistic plots, and it went like this. Opening scene. Snow falling gently on townspeople smiling, laughing, ice skating. Girl is serving customers in the midst of everyone else's fun. She has an unreasonable, mean boss. She looks out of sorts, like she's searching for something, something just beyond her grasp. Suddenly, a man with a guitar, smug attitude, and unusual fame appears. And he's a secret prince from a far-off land. She spills water on him. He writes her a song. They fall in love. Closing scene, she becomes a princess. But unfortunately, we all know that's unrealistic. Life doesn't tie up in a neat, nice bow. So really, the script should go like this. Opening scene. Same beginning scenario, but she spills water on the guy. He freaks out, doesn't leave a tip, tries to get her fired, and she goes home mumbling about what a jerk he was.